Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce it to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Currently, we're talking about the macro level of economics. We're talking about the markets. And when we are talking about the markets themselves, we always ask how open is a market? How good is it? If markets are like totally open, if they're totally closed, is it better if they are, or if states are like being very protectionist, if they are like really close concerning their market, is it better to countries whose markets are rather open compared to the closed ones, or is it totally like it doesn't play a role? And in the opinion of many economics, and also in my opinion, it's very, very good to have open markets. So today I want to talk about the reason why open markets matter. I wish you a great episode, have a great fun, and let's start. So in today's episode, we're looking at a paper that I've read on the internet on oecd.org. So I'll put the link into the show notes if you want to do some further research for yourself. And we would like to look at the basic thesis at first. So what is like the basic statement they put in there? They say people trade and governments open markets because it is in their interest to do so. So it is a fundamental goal of every political institution to open markets because they are interested in trading globally, trading on the free terms, and so on. So when we look at the history first, trade and market openness has gone hand in hand with better economic performance. So you can at first look at how things have evolved over time in order to reason for a certain measure you're adopting in the present. And this is also what people do when saying that open markets are better than closed ones. They're looking at the history and they are saying, like, okay guys, look at the statistics. If you have market openness, historically you have better economic performance. And on the other hand, you have also new opportunities for workers, consumers, and firms around the globe. You are also helping to lift millions out of poverty, and you grow in the economy in total grows faster than a closed economical system. So open one grows faster than a closed one. And another point they're making here in the basic thesis is that salaries and working conditions are generally better in companies that trade than in those that do not. And the last one is that more prosperity and opportunity around the world also helps promote great stability and security for everyone. So we have divided the main part of that paper here into several sections. First of all, they're asking, so does the trade really benefit ordinary people? Then they are looking at the businesses to become more productive and innovative through open markets. And at last, they look at how trade can lead to structural changes which requires adjustment assistance. So the role the state, the government, the politics have to play in the entire system. So at first, why does trade really benefit also ordinary people and not only rich company owners? First of all, it is fact that open markets have contributed to lifting hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. So many, many, many countries could only flourish because of open markets, could only get a economy that allowed the entire state to prosper through open markets, and therefore also like the poverty in these certain countries decreased immensely. So just consider the share of the world's population living on less than per person $1.90 per day, and that share fell from 35% in 1990 to less than 10% in 2015. So the benchmark for poverty has increased so a lot in the amount of people that are that are considered to be under these $1.90 per person per day. The amount of these of the population that has to live on less than that has decreased immensely, as you've just heard. So it is also a change in the real income of the bottom 20% of the population that is strongly correlated with the change in trade openness over a period of the same time. So we also see a correlation in that context. And trade is also contributing, open trade, to declining inequality amongst countries in general. So this is not always true, they mentioned here too, for the situation within a country. So the open markets tend to actually provoke inequalities within countries, or at least they are not like contributing to decline the inequalities within a country, but globally seen they are declining inequalities. Next, there is a revolution in the availability of goods for low-income households. So the open market actually has changed here a lot, and they are mentioning an example here of the purchase of a television set, and they compare a television set of 1980 to a television set you could purchase in 2014 that would be equal in quality relative to the standard. And the price of a roughly comparable TV set fell by 73%. This is insane. And this is in part a result of ambitious trade liberalization efforts. Lower prices are particularly beneficial for poor households, which spend relatively more on heavily traded products. This is a sentence that is taken out of that paper now. So this is also a point where open markets are, you cannot imagine the entire situation without open markets. On the other hand, open markets, if we're closing the argumentation chain for the answer to if open markets or open trade really benefits ordinary people, yes, in terms of providing jobs for millions of people around the world. So around 10% of the workforce is involved in producing goods and services that are exported and consumed abroad, which amounts to around 14 million American jobs. This is insane, and in Europe it is even more. So the percentage in France is to 20%, is up, rises up to 20%, and in Germany it's even 30% almost. And for like small open economies like the Irish one, it is even 47%. If you are also including to that statistics things that, or also including not only the explicit export but also the indirect export, so when a person or a company sells a good or a service to another actor in the domestic market, that the one and that one uses it as an input in its export. So if you are also considering these kinds of exports, so these indirect exports and that dynamic, economic dynamic, in some countries like China, these can outnumber jobs in the exporting industries themselves. So it's really like this has grown so much. Yeah, and overall, it is raising incomes and improving overall working conditions. As like exporters in the United States, for example, on average pay wages that are 6% higher than non-exporters. So you're not only like profiting from it is not only the firm that it profits from a liberal market, but also the employee, him or herself, that has a better chance to increasing wages and to like improving working conditions. Apart from the perspective of the employees that I've just presented, we can also say that open markets and free trade helps businesses become more productive and innovative. So actually the process of giving producers access to bigger markets allows them to increase the scale of their production. And this in fact encourages the market competition and therefore the innovation. This is what we all have learned in school. And well, it functions. We see the results on the market today. We have seen them in recent economic years. We have seen them in 20th century. We have seen them in 19th century. It's like almost a natural law, because trade allows new technologies to move more freely around the world. So it's especially the smaller businesses that gain from like spillovers, as they write it here, of like technology and of the know-how, as well as like opportunities to scale up, to well improve productivity, and that higher productivity in end leads to better wages. So we are closing the circle, and again, yes, it is a very, very profitable situation for the companies. It is of course a situation where they are like in favor and where they can flourish a lot. It is a perfect environment for any free company, any private company that is deep in the competition of the market. But it is in the end also improving the lives of the employees that in the end can have higher productivity because of more technology, because of innovations, and that turns out that they have higher wages, better wages. And in the end, it is not only the businesses that become more productive and innovative, as I've just laid it out. It's not just the employees that get better wages, that have a better working environment, but yet trade can lead to structural changes that require adjustment assistance. They say here in the article. So they in the article, they are totally for the open markets, but they are as realistic to say, it's not that simple. We need a intervention here. And they say that trade, yes, helps to reallocate resources to the sectors and areas where they can be most efficient. This is fair. This is free market. But companies, or rather areas, can show sharp losses, and the concentration on individuals is very high. So often those with the least capacity to adjust have to be helped. The governments must find a way to help those facing hard adjustment. Of course, there are the hardliners, the hard libertarians, that say, no, this is not necessary. I will not comment on that one. But I'll just present that two opinions to you. There are the hardliners that say we need no governmental intervention. But there are also the moderate libertarians that say, yes, we need these aids. We need we need these measures of politics to help those who have a hard time adjusting to environment, the competitional environment. And in the end, a better approach to compared to the approach that many states are considering when facing that challenge that I've just explained is protection. So we see that in the United States, for example, that protectionism, that is the total inverse, or that produces the total inverse results that it actually aims to produce. So the protectionism penalizes those it aims to protect. This is fact. This is what you see when looking at past years, when looking at the results of protectionism in other countries. Jobs retained solely by protection are unlikely to be sustainable, nor to generate other jobs. So protecting specific jobs or firms is a costly way of helping relatively few people. What is a better approach? It actually is the combination of domestic and international policies to foster inclusive growth and share the gains from trade. This is also what the authors of the article are writing here. So we see in total that open markets matter. Whatever people say, whatever people try to justify protectionism, justify communism, open markets matter, because an answer to human nature. They do matter, and they are not the best, but they are the least bad system we have. So they matter, and we should really value them. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you share the opinion. If not, it's totally no problem. I hope you will still remain on my channel. But I'd like to get in discussion with you, especially when your opinion is a different one. So just write on my last Instagram post, Facebook post. You can find me there when searching for Lias Capizza. And we can get in touch. Reach out to me, and I'd love to receive your message, your feedback to improve the podcast show continually. So what are we going to do the next episodes? You will have to be surprised. So the next 3 months will be a bit different compared to the last 3 months, as the last 3 months I've uploaded almost 4 episodes every week, 4 to 5. So yeah, this will not continue that way in the next 3 months, as I am, well, facing my final exams in school in exactly 6 weeks, I think. No, not even. In 4 weeks. Oh my god. And then I have 2 months or 1 month final exams, then the celebration part, and so on. So there are many changements in my life. Yeah, that I'm facing the next weeks or months. So well, I apologize if the podcast episode intensity or frequency will decline a little bit. I try to upload 1 to 2 episodes per week, so you won't miss content. Thank you very much for listening. I'm wishing you a great day now, and we will hear each other.